WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police have again issued a reminder, lock your vehicles and don't leave the keys inside. That's after two pickups were stolen with the keys inside and the doors unlocked. Both trucks were recovered.
One recovery was after a police chase with a suspected drunk driver. Driver ran off after stopping the truck when a tire blew. The pursuit ended west of Calder Field Airport in the Council Heights neighborhood. The truck was stolen about 5 miles away near Blinn College, outside a home on Avon Street, in a neighborhood where there had been several vehicle burglaries. The other truck was stolen in Hearn. Victim said someone used a debit card that was also in the truck in Madisonville, Rhodes Prairie, Navasota, and Bryan. That truck was found after it was tailed by a Bryan officer. Truck stopped at Coulter and Ursuline, and the driver, 18-year-old Ezra Tate of Bryan, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest and marijuana possession. Three passengers ran off and were not caught. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County District Court jury took 1.5 hours yesterday to find a Bryan man guilty of sexually assaulting a girl between the ages of 9 and 12. 32-year-old David Martinez was given two automatic life sentences due to a prior sexual assault conviction. The victim of the most recent attack testified during the trial, and the first victim spoke during sentencing. Martinez, who has been in jail since his arrest in March of 2014 and did not testify during this week's trial, will serve a minimum of 30 years before he gets his first chance at parole. The College Station City Council has, for the first time, changed future land use based on requests from city staff. The city's Economic Development Office received unanimous approval to create more land for commercial development at two locations. Private landowners who supported the zoning change along Harvey Road across from Veterans Park did not have to pay the city. Councilman Steve Aldrich was among those looking forward to seeing new businesses south of the park that was previously zoned rural.
As long as we get with TxDOT and the MPO and get prioritization for a comparable expansion of Highway 30 to what Highway 60 is, just to the north of Veterans Park, I think will stimulate really appropriate development in the area that will be a good asset to the community, just like what's happening in the city of Bryan, north of University Drive.
The second rezoning was along the east side of the freeway between Barron and William D. Fitch, which is owned by the city and was previously zoned industrial. The superintendent of the Snook School District is a member of a recently created rural school task force. Brenda Kirknock says the main focus of the task force is recruiting and retaining more teachers. Another subject is having more teachers in career and technology education.
For example, if you have someone involved in health science and you maybe need a registered nurse to teach that, is every school able to employ a registered nurse to teach that subject? Or if you want to teach welding, do you have someone that's a not just an ag teacher, but somebody that has that certification that can teach a welding course that leads to certification for a student?
The Texas Education Commissioner named one person from each of the state's 20 education service centers to the task force. Nearly all the 58 school districts in the 15-county Brazos Valley region Kirknock represents are rural. And Governor Abbott's call for a constitutional convention appears to have fallen flat with his biggest supporters.
Governor Abbott calls it his Texas plan. He rolled it out back in January. It calls for 9 constitutional amendments to limit the power of the federal government.
The Texas plan includes amendments that do what so desperately needs to be done, and that is to put teeth into the 10th Amendment.
This would return the power back to the states. Now, the latest University of Texas poll shows 68% of Texas Republicans don't agree with the governor's initiative. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We'll be tracking some showers and storms today as they try to push southward into our region from the northern half of the state. Temperatures today 80 to 85. If we do get the storms, it'll be later this afternoon. Storms will taper off and end during the evening. Lows overnight 65 to 70. Tomorrow clouds, the chance for a shower through the afternoon and a high of 80 degrees. It'll become partly sunny on Saturday. High Saturday are going to be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, you can vote early and there you can vote on Tuesday if you want to. Remember, it's a long ballot and you need to go all the way down to the end of the ballot, especially if you want to be voting in some of the city elections, because just punching the straight ticket won't take care of that.
And check your ballot at the end.
That's right, to make sure that it is actually saying what you want it to say. And if you want to be like Susan Sarandon, she's going to endorse Jill Stein for president.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you're waiting to hear what she was going to do. So there you go.
I was, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there, so Jill Stein. But there are other states that do have some pretty interesting things on their ballots. Medical marijuana will probably be legal in a majority of states, and the number of states with legalized recreational pot could double. This year, the issue of medical marijuana scored a place on ballots in Florida, North Dakota, and Arkansas, and yes, is any one of those states could legalize it as well. So right now, recreational marijuana, of course, legal in four states.
Mm-hmm.
Number of states banning the death penalty could reach a new high of 21 since 1846, when Michigan became the first English-speaking government in the Western world to ban capital punishment. The number of states with a moratorium on the practice has grown. Now, it's interesting in discussing what may impact the death penalty and whether or not it goes away, more than anything else could be actually the cost of putting people on trial. That has become, and because that's something that, for instance, our county has to pay for. You have a capital murder case, our county pays for that, okay? So that ends up being a whole bunch of money that's being spent. So as attorneys continue to spend more and more money as they build their case, then the counties end up having to pay for that, and it could end up that there's people going, well, I don't want to spend that much money on that. So that, rather than the emotion of it may take the emotion out of it because a business decision then that could see the end of capital punishment in the years to come. Maine might become America's biggest voting experiment. If you're fed up with her or him,
yes,
interested in voting for a third-party candidate, but don't want to risk throwing the election to the candidate that you dislike the most, an experiment in Maine could offer a solution. Question 5 on the state ballot proposes replacing Maine's current electoral system with ranked choice voting, allowing voters to express their numerical preferences for all state offices. When ballots are tallied, if no candidate has more than 50% of the voters' first choices, then the least popular candidate will be eliminated. His or her supporters could have their top-ranked candidate crossed off the ballots, and their votes would fall to the number 2 person.
Oh.
How you like
interesting.
That?
Interesting. That yeah. would, whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
While Maine would be the first state to adopt such a system, San Francisco, Oakland, St. Paul, and Minneapolis currently use ranked choice voting.
Okay.
I want you to understand, I don't know necessarily about Oakland, but I do know that San Francisco, St. Paul, and Minneapolis are pretty liberal. So
yeah.
That's a liberal idea.
Huh.
So we'll
interesting.
You know, a lot of people, were saying on either side of the spectrum, you know, that if you vote for, say, Gary Johnson, you know, Republicans were saying, oh, well, you're just giving the election to Hillary. Well, Democrats were saying, oh, well, you're just giving the election to Donald Trump, you know, and it's or him and her rather.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, I saw a lot of defending memes and things like that out there that said, a vote for my candidate is a vote for my candidate,
right?
Not any other candidate.
And I think that that's and we are hearing a little bit more of that. It's just the two-party system, I don't think, is going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it really should. It would be a great thing. The deal is, you know, there are plenty of Republicans, elected officials who are Republicans, who are quietly saying, well, it'll be okay if Hillary gets elected because, well, the two-party system's still in place. Well, when you start having a third party or fourth party or fifth party, and I'm not saying it's any more efficient, but you see what happens in Europe, I mean, where you have four or five different parties, you have to build coalitions. You have to be able to cross the aisle and make a deal with somebody so that you can get legislation passed. So from that standpoint, I could see where it might work. And Washington, D.C. could take a big step toward statehood. After years of decrying the sad state of taxation without congressional representation for its residents, the mayor decided to try a new, old method, really. What happened was he's going to push for statehood. They are modeling it with the same approach that Tennessee used in 1796. When they were a territory, the first thing they did was approve a state constitution and then applied for statehood. So we'll see what happens. They're going to put together a state constitution in D.C. and put it on the ballot. And then ask, I guess, Congress to annex them if they will. Hello? Hello? Okay.
All right.
We say hello and then you talk.
And then you say hello back.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we we do that. All right.
We did get a text coming in. There are about half a dozen fire vehicles headed south from downtown Bryan on College and 29th. Don't know where they're going, but if you're in that area, just a heads up.
All right.
Emergency vehicles.
So that you know. Okay. We have access to so much information that you can spend a lot of time researching a product, for instance, before you decide to buy it. So how much is enough? The personal finance site Frugal Woods explains, try to figure out the exact perfect best decision in all situations can pretty much wear you out. Having too many choices, too many factors to weigh, leads to, I love the words, analysis paralysis.
Analysis paralysis.
Think yourself through. Yeah. You have a hard time making any choice because you don't know if it's the best choice.
Yep.
And here's the kicker, though. Most of the time, you don't need to make the best choice. Back in the good old days, if you wanted to know if a product was good or not, you had to go to the library,
okay?
And you had to go look it up.
And
the good old Consumer Reports, remember that? Yep. Or you could ask friends, or you could just not care. While the approach certainly wasn't the most efficient, spending the entire weekend researching what silverware to buy isn't very efficient either.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to pick the best of everything, accept the suboptimal decision, the one that you're going to be okay with, and just move on.
Yeah.
Rather than getting yourself all wrapped up in it.
All wrapped up. You're right. Sometimes there's so much information. I look at reviews and stuff whenever,
sure.
And there'll be, you know, a ton of really good reviews, but that one bad one, I'm like, oh,
whoa.
Well, dang it. It can't, you know, if that person had such a bad experience.
It's analysis paralysis. There you go. So do it. Feel good.
I do love the words, though. That's
just
that
great. Is good. Wisconsin High School under fire for a controversial technique to bring awareness to the danger of texting and driving. An announcement was made that several classmates had died on the way to school in just such an accident. 10 minutes later, the crying emotional students were told it was just a stunt
so they could
realize the horror of distracted driving.
We did Shattered Dreams when I was in high school, which is the exercise about drinking and driving, and they come every, I have so many minutes because it has to do with the research, but every so many minutes, someone dressed up as the Grim Reaper comes in a classroom anywhere in school and takes a person out of class. Or maybe, yeah, and then they come back, but with like white makeup on their face so you know that they're dead. And they're not allowed to talk to anyone. They're not allowed to. But these students know ahead of time they've been chosen for this exercise.
Okay.
And the entire school knows Shattered Dreams is going on.
Okay.
And so, and it still was very disturbing.
Okay. It worked.
It worked. It got to me, especially because some of my friends were involved in the exercise. But just to come on the loudspeaker and announce that your classmates and your friends are dead.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
But, you know, on the other side, just to kind of play devil's advocate here, on the other side, the kids got upset about it, but that's kind of the point.
Well, they
you
felt
know?
It. They felt it. I mean, I hear that.
It's kind
I
of the point.
That.
Because
but had something happened or had some student reacted in a very negatively way.
Right.
Yeah.
That, you know, all because of something that wasn't true and could have been prevented. Yeah.
Dangerous way to cry wolf.
I understand the point, but
you're touching on the frailest possible person might really end up badly for them as well. So that's true. Back in the day, they used to take horribly mangled cars.
Yep.
And they would bring them and put them on the, there used to be a raised island. It's about where the Applebee's is on Texas Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put, they put one there, and I think they put one farther down in Bryan, and it was a great reminder.
Yeah.
Now, of course, now health safety experts to say, "Oh, don't be doing that," but we knew exactly what it was.
Yeah,
and I believe they also did some outside of town.
Yeah, I think they still do Shattered Dreams at least once every 4 years.
Do they?
So every high school student experiences it at least once during their high school career, and then you know the whole exercise. They bring you outside and they lifelight someone, and they do a whole mangled car out there to show you what you know. And so it's
perfect
intense.
Sense.
It does
because that. If you don't ever see that, then it's not part of your consciousness, and you don't realize what the real reality of the situation is.
Yeah.
So, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be here soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. November the 24th in New York City. NBC says some of the stars that you'll see: Tony Bennett, Sarah McLachlan, and A-Lo Block.
A-Lo Block.
Do we know who A-Lo Block is?
Nope, but we can
look.
All right, yeah, that's why we have it. It's A-L-O-E Block, B-L-A-C-C. And then Kelsea Ballerini, I think
Kelsea Ballerini. Yeah,
I saw her last night on that.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, the CMA Awards, which was pretty interesting. They did a lot of political stuff at the beginning.
Did they?
They did, I want to say, about 4 or 5 minutes on it. Mm. And yeah, different stuff about the presidential race.
Okay,
it was an interesting show. So anyway, did we find out who? Black is?
He's a singer, American soul artist, vocalist, songwriter.
Really? Okay. There we go. Now we know. So NASA has a new asteroid detector, and it gives us a heads up when a space rock is hurtling toward Earth. They call the computer program Scout. And it is designed to detect near-Earth objects that could be on track for impact with Earth in a matter of days or weeks. Again, why do we no longer, than farther away than that? Anyway, NBC says Scout works by scanning data from NASA's network of telescopes and assessing the likelihood of a near-Earth object slamming into Earth. It then is able to put the telescopes around the world up there to confirm that that's what's true. Near-Earth objects include things like comets and asteroids that have an orbit that can bring them within 30 million miles.
30, that's close.
Is that? Okay.
Just kidding.
What, are we going to feel the air as it goes by? Yeah. Is that what it is? I'm just saying. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Minnesota man has won the lottery for the second time in just over a year. 46-year-old Anthony Fasaro of Plymouth won a $900,000 prize last week when he hit the Gopher 5. Gopher, because you know, it's the Gophers. Yeah, Minnesota Gophers.
Yep.
And just a year ago, he took home $1 million in the Mega Millions.
Oh.
He says it's just pure luck. He won big money twice in a row, but he also admits that he always knew that he was going to win a second time.
Oh, yeah? Did he go see a fortune teller?
I guess
and they
he
told
did,
him?
Yep. No Minnesota lottery contestant had ever won multiple payouts this large, so He makes history. Good for him.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
And now, another Did You Know Minute, presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know, in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
A life up in the air. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When the common swift, a small insect-eating bird, takes flight in August, it may not land until the following June. This according to Lund University biologist Anders Hedenstrom and his colleagues, writing in the journal Current Biology. Using data collection devices attached to the birds, Hedenstrom found the swifts remain airborne for up to 10 months, eating and sleeping in midair.
It has been observed in frigate birds that they can remain for up to 1 or 2 months airborne, and also in a related alpine swift that they can remain for several months airborne. But this is the longest time any bird can remain airborne that we know of.
They also found that the birds climb up to a mile each dawn and again at dusk. The team wonders if it's during the long glide back down that the birds are able to get some sleep on the wing. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Not so fast on that Brexit thing. Britain's High Court has ruled that the UK government needs parliamentary approval to trigger the process of Britain's exit from the European Union. The High Court ruled that Prime Minister Theresa May couldn't trigger Article 50, the formal mechanism that begins the exit process for an EU membership, without a parliamentary vote. Lawmakers in Parliament largely supported the Remain camp in the June Brexit referendum. Greater influence over the process could cause the triggering of Article 50 to be delayed or for the government to make changes to the plan. Hulk Hogan is getting paid big time as a result of his lawsuit against Gawker. He has settled with the media company for $31 million for his invasion of privacy lawsuit. Hogan sued Gawker for posting a video of him having sex with the wife of a friend. The clip may have embarrassed him, but it also enriched him. Crude oil up 44 cents at $45.77 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mostly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you paying paying attention? I said I need high-speed internet. I want high-speed internet. I deserve high-speed internet, and I have to have it today.
If you want, need, and deserve high-speed internet, but there's no cable or DSL anywhere close, then call Starfire Satellite today at 979-776-2215, and Starfire Satellite will have you connected in no time. Call Starfire at 979-776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 and get what you deserve.
If you live in the country, do you feel cut off from the outside world? Well, if you can hear me, you can now have a high-speed internet connection anywhere you live. In the country, on your farm or ranch, in the city or the suburbs, anywhere. That's right, a high-speed internet connection at your fingertips, anywhere you live. And you don't need a phone line or cable connection. Introducing internet services from Starfire Satellite. Starfire Satellite, this area's leading satellite provider, now offers high-speed internet service anywhere you live with incredibly low-priced packages and free installation.
Starfire Satellite, 776-2215.
Now that Halloween's out of the way, Black Friday's next. But hold on, Black Friday may not be so special after all. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. With only 3 weeks until America's biggest shopping day, the folks at the Wall Street Journal decided to compare Black Friday advertisements and prices going back 7 years to 2009. Here's what they found, and I bet you'll be surprised like I was. If you missed the $97 Beats headphones or the $99 Nikon camera last year, don't worry. The same items and the same discounts are back this year. For instance, every Target Black Friday circular since 2008 featured a Razor scooter at $17 to $22. For the past 2 years, Walmart has sold a $49 Toshiba hard drive, $19 Pyrex bake and store sets, and a $50 Brothers sewing machine. What's old is new again. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Cybercrime is real. It affects real people like you and me, and it's not going away. The threat changes every day. The number one question I'm asked is, how do I protect myself? Do what I do. Use Kaspersky Lab. In my business and at my home, Kaspersky is providing me with the best protection 24/7 with their arsenal of experts who evaluate new malware and fight threats every day. Kaspersky Lab stays ahead of the game. Trust me when I tell you, I've done my research and I made the switch to Kaspersky Lab. Even if you're using another product, cancel it now and upgrade to Kaspersky Lab. As a Kim Commando listener, when you add or upgrade to Kaspersky Lab, you'll get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not fully satisfied. I trust the Kaspersky brand, and you should too. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli. From racks of ribs and award-winning sausage to fresh deli meats and cheeses, Reedfields is your one-stop shop for tailgate goodies, located on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police report 13 vehicle burglaries yesterday, making a total of 27 reports in the last 2 days. 12 of the vehicles were on Holloman Drive West between 2818 and Marion Pugh, and the other one was at Boyette and Spruce Streets. For the first time, the city of College Station is rezoning land for future commercial use. The city council at its last meeting changed the land use at two locations. One is along Harvey Road across from Veterans Park, where private landowners supported requests by city staff. Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who noted there was no cost to the landowners because it was initiated by the city, asked Jennifer Pruhaska of the Economic Development Office how they would respond to others who wanted to do the same at no charge.
What do we say?
There are a number of others in the community that I think that would also warrant city-initiated zoning to preserve that land use.
And it's pretty much just saying we're doing it so that only this type of development can go here.
Yes.
So that it'll stop something else from going there that we don't want to be
there.
Yes. And we generally will always have the landowners agreeing to be part of this.
I don't imagine taking it forward without the landowner being cooperating with the city.
The council also changed zoning on city land previously zoned industrial to commercial, located along the east side of the freeway between William D. Fitch and Barron Road. The Texas Education Commissioner has appointed a statewide task force to address issues facing rural schools. The superintendent in Snook, Brenda Kirknock, represents the Brazos Valley's Education Service Center region, where most of the 58 districts are considered rural. The 20-member task force recently held the first of four meetings, where Kirknock came away with ideas she can consider in her district.
What they're doing to recruit teachers and ways that they are marketing their district to get people to want to come work in their district. When we're often competing with districts that pay a lot more money than small rural districts can pay, what can we do to attract teachers above and beyond pay?
The task force will host four public forums, including one in Waco, before submitting recommendations to the commissioner next March. For the second time, a Brian man is going to prison for sexual assault of a young girl. A Brazos County District Court jury this week heard from both victims about what 32-year-old David Martinez did to them. The defendant did not testify during the trial, which resulted in two guilty verdicts after the jury deliberated. Martinez, who has been in jail since his arrest in March 2014, will serve another 28 years before he has his first opportunity to apply for parole from two life sentences. Bryan police recovered two stolen pickups yesterday that were taken with keys left inside unlocked vehicles.
An arrest was made in one of the incidents. That's after a patrol officer at 2 in the morning on William Joe Bryan passed a truck and noticed the driver and at least two passengers appeared to be nervous. When the officer slowed down, so did the truck to stay behind the patrol car. Then the officer turned to let the truck by, then followed the truck until it stopped at Coulter and Ursuline. Three passengers ran off and were not caught. The driver, 18-year-old Ezra Tate of Bryan, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest, and marijuana possession. The victim from Hearn also reported her debit card that she left in the truck was used in Bryan, Navasota, Roanes Prairie, and Madisonville. At 3:30 in the morning, when officers attempted to stop a suspected drunk driver, that led to a chase that ended with a tire on the suspect's truck blowing out in the Castle Heights neighborhood on Conroy Street. Those in the truck ran off without being caught, and it was learned the pickup was stolen from outside a home on Avon Street, about 5 miles away near Blinn College, where there had been several recent vehicle burglary reports. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
BPD reports eight vehicle burglaries yesterday. It is not known if they were unlocked or if forced entry was used. WTAW news time is 8:36. It's 73 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli. More news today at noon, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Reedfield Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedfield Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon-wrapped specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedfield's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedfield Meats and Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 4.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Pilger Tire, Zufal Prater, JM Trailers, and High Point Energy.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
We'll be tracking some showers and storms today as they try to push southward into our region from the northern half of the state. Temperatures today 80 to 85. If we do get the storms, it'll be later this afternoon. These storms will taper off and end during the evening. Lows overnight 65 to 70. Tomorrow clouds, the chance for a shower through the afternoon and a high of 80 degrees. It'll become partly sunny on Saturday. High Saturday are going to be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Rob, with all due respect, I appreciate you telling us this afternoon, but Kayla tells me it's going to get 11:30. Is that what you're telling me, that the rain is going to get here at 11:30?
That's what I heard this morning on the way here, but I don't know if I trust that.
Well, find out who that was who told you that, because I want to know, because I'm going to call him at 11:30 if we don't get that. But anyhow, you brought a guest with you this morning.
Yes, we're happy to have Mr. Bubba Bean with us here today. He's going to discuss neighborhood associations with you all.
Great. Hey, Bubba, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. And you?
Good, good. Good to have you back in. Now, tell us a little bit about your office, what y'all do, and what's coming up.
Well, it's a one-man office right now. You're looking at the only person.
You're the guy.
I'm it. We're trying to get more people to organize and get involved with neighborhood associations in the city of Bryan, try to take advantage of the matching grants that we provide for them to try to do some beautifications and within their specific areas. And try to help them, make the areas that they live in more tractable, and maybe other people will look at it and start moving in, and we can keep things going around Bryan.
Well, it's a quality of life thing, and if you've got one neighbor who wants to do it and, looks around the other neighbor, like you say, they may decide to get the ball rolling on this. What kind of support can they get? What kind of projects are the ones that are cleared for funding?
What we can do is there's a $5,000 per district matching grant. It can be done through just dollar for dollar, or we can even exchange maybe some sweat equity in trying to get people to get involved with it. Everything from lighting to maybe signs to the end at the entrance to their subdivisions. Just a myriad of things that they can do. But just come by and give us a holler or give me a call at 209-5115. I don't call myself that much.
I hear you. So what we're talking about is common areas, not talking about somebody's house, but we're talking about a common area.
Exactly.
And then that's the beginning of the project. Hey, if it looks so nice outside, let me go ahead and paint my fence or mow my lawn or do whatever we need to do as far as that's concerned. So $5,000 per district, kind of a first-come, first-served basis. Application paperwork, they have to come out and inspect. What kind of guidelines do they have to – hoops do they have to jump through, Bubba? I guess would be the thing to say.
Well, they can call me, and I can even bring them a copy of the application. They can fill it out, get it back to us, basically letting us know what they'd like to do with the money, if they're going to match it, or if they're just going to have some of the people within the different districts, different areas, to pitch in, whether it's digging trees up or brush or whatever. Whatever the case may be, we can help them with trying to get that stuff taken care of.
Sure. Hey, pride your neighborhood. It never hurts. Tell me again your phone number. I'm going to put you to the test one more time.
209-5115.
Got it. Bubba Bean here this morning. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
It's First Friday, huh?
It is First Friday. Because it's November.
Coming
We're
up.
Already
yeah.
in November. Yeah. Can y'all believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this Friday, come on out to downtown Bryan. You know, all of the shops, the restaurants, everything stays open late. It's a great time for family. Everyone is encouraged to attend. It's a good time if you haven't been.
Yep, and the weather ought to be nice for it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former Republican presidential candidate. What are your thoughts about the upcoming election and the subsequent future of America? If you're like me, you are deeply concerned. Will our economic problems get worse? Will we see even greater disasters? Shouldn't we prepare for tougher times? I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has invented an amazing kitchen appliance. It's a home freeze dryer. With this freeze dryer, you can easily preserve the foods you love to eat, and they will stay fresh for 25 years. I own this wonderful product. With it, I can freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, and even my favorites like lasagna and ice cream. The best part is my family has a long-term supply of food that we actually want to eat. To learn more, call Harvest Right at 800-862-3133 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-862-3133 or harvestright.com.
Be sure to tune in to election night coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. Listen for local results, candidate interviews, plus Fox News radio coverage of the presidential election. Find out who will serve our community, our state, and our nation. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Election night 2016 on News Talk 1620 WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-Collett Station. License number TACALA 28100.
Hey, good morning. 8:45, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, New York woman who reportedly won close to $43 million on a slot machine jackpot was refused the payout by the casino. The distraught woman, I would think I would be too.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yep, plans to sue Resorts World Casino where she hit the mega jackpot. What they're saying is they had all the legitimate proofs. Including a selfie that she took with a notification flashing on the screen that confirmed she had won the biggest slot machine jackpot in the history of the country, ever. However, Ms. Bookman was asked to report to the casino management the next day, only to be informed the casino won't be paying her the winning amount. They offered her a free steak dinner instead.
Free steak dinner, 34 mil.
You mean the thing they give everybody pretty much who gambles
yep.
money.
The reason that Resorts World Casino gave to deny the payout was that the machine she was playing on had malfunctioned.
Of course it did.
And
how convenient
casino,
or inconvenient.
Yeah, maintains that it owes her nothing. Take that one to court.
Especially if you have the selfie.
Yeah, think so. A man who had a vanity license plate for the past 9 years featuring his last name is suddenly dealing with a whole lot of harassment because his name is Brian Trump. He's discussed over the past year and a half he's been receiving more and more negative attention for his Trump plates.
Oh, gosh.
Brian lives in the suburbs of Portland, Oregon, detailed how while he had gotten a couple of thumbs up, mostly he'd heard vulgar language and been flipped off more than a few times on the road.
I was going to say, how many honks do you think he gets a day?
For the most part, he's brushed off the anger that he's received with any good sense of humor. However, his good nature has reached its limits when his wife, who has vanity plates featuring her last name, was recently tormented by three men who thought it meant that she was a Donald Trump supporter. Brian Trump said that he will not take the plates off, though. Instead, he's going to put a sticker on the back window that says Trump is his last name and he has better hair. I hate
that. How tough is that, though, really?
Yeah,
we got a text in. So apparently that machine only had a max payout of $6,500.
Oh.
Which puts a little bit of a twist
on
that
story. Now, that wasn't in our story.
We had a text that came in, so someone else saw it somewhere else with a few more details.
All right, I got you. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that information. All right, so now, here's a story. I don't know that this is necessarily true, but...
we'll share it anyway.
Okay, well, I will. Well, here's the deal. It says alcohol and Tylenol don't mix.
Right. No, yeah, that's true.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because they both affect your liver.
Yeah, listen to you.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
New research. Well, I missed it, I guess.
Drinkers know this, Scott.
I got to know what I can and
now
can't
Now I need
take,
to go over to
know?
Peace 107.
All right,
excuse me.
Go talk about
Pray
that.
For
yeah.
me.
All right.
Oh, they will for you. You're good.
New research is suggesting that taking the recommended dose of acetaminophen with a small amount of alcohol can result in a significant risk to kidneys. And it says, and it can damage the kidney and cause disease.
Yeah, that's why they tell you not to drink whenever you take hydrocodone, because like hydrocodone is only a fraction of it is actually hydrocodone. The rest of it is acetaminophen.
Okay.
They tell you not to drink with it, not because it's going to like make you fall asleep or anything like that. That would probably be a good thing.
Yeah.
They tell you not to do it because the acetaminophen and the alcohol will just destroy your liver.
Interesting. Experts warn that people buy acetaminophen over the counter and are unaware of the potentially harmful interaction. I was unaware. I don't use Tylenol. I'm an Aleve person, but wow. The Dr. Mark, and why are they not talking about this more? Why am I just kind of seeing this on a random story right
That's
here?
A good question. See, the only reason I know about it is because I had a back problem, you know,
yeah.
and I eventually had surgery to fix it and everything. But when I was on the medication, my doctor was very clear to let me know not to do that and why. You
but
know?
If you just go and buy, you know, if you just go buy OTC, then you're not going to know that.
Yeah.
I mean, the person at the checkout counter is not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
The director of kidney and pancreas transplant programs at the University of Rochester Medical Center, Dr. Martin Zan, says it's not a good idea to take acetaminophen for a number of days in a row and then drink alcohol. If you need to take something for pain or a hangover, you might want to choose another painkiller. If you want to err on the side of caution, however, because it puts your liver through a stress test and it needs all it. And it needs all the breathing room that it can get to be able to recover from that.
They say oftentimes, if that's going to happen, Advil's a better choice. Ibuprofen,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
But ibuprofen has its downside too, because it affects your stomach. It has negative effects on your stomach.
So go back to coated aspirin then.
There you go.
Know, coated aspirin that'll get into, and then won't if your stomach gets upset by aspirin. Google's threat analysis group has said there's a vulnerability in most versions of Windows that is being used by the same Russian group that hacked into the DNC and the Clinton campaign computers. The flaw, similar to the one in Adobe Flash, was being used by the Russian group of hackers. Microsoft said yesterday that people using its Microsoft Edge browser in Windows 10 were protected from the attacks, and they would be releasing patches for all their versions by next Tuesday. So one more thing to do, vote, and then look for the new patch for your Microsoft Windows so that won't be a problem for you, because you don't want to have that going on. Oh, my gosh, we're busy. We have a lot of things got to do. All right. I know we'd like to talk forever and ever, but we can't because we need to do this. This is how we get to pay the bills.
I'm Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Barry Moore for City of College Station, City Council Place 4. Barry has served the community on the Planning and Zoning Board, has owned his own business, and has a keen understanding of the challenges and opportunities ahead for the city. As firefighters, our members are willing to put their lives on the line to save others. We can trust Barry Moore. Vote Barry Moore for City of College Station, City Council Place 4.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you for over 60 years. Quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 $35.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hello, this is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomania X, about 5 minutes till. Bono just became the first man to ever make Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year list.
Ooh, that's an impressive accomplishment.
Yeah, the Hollywood Reporter says they finally opened up the Women of the Year list to Bono because he's not just talking the talk and wearing a feminist T-shirt. Mm. Organizers said the U2 frontman has used his fame for activism that focuses on the needs of women and girls in extreme poverty.
Oh, I hope he wins. I hope he wins, because then the liberals are not going to know what to do with themselves.
That's right. Bono and his one campaign launched a poverty is sexist movement armed with facts and figures. Roughly 62 million girls are denied the right to an education around the world, according to one report. And half a billion women can't read. Well, you know what? Mr. Bono, or whatever his name is. I don't even know.
Look, his real name?
Yeah, look, Bono, here's the deal. You know, a lot of Muslim countries, those women are held down for religious reasons.
Yep.
And you can spend all the money that you want to, and that's not going to change a thing.
Yep.
I appreciate that you and Robert Redford and all these people want to do everything they can, but women are mistreated because of religious reasons as well as other reasons. So, remember, that's fine. Just do whatever you want to and feel better about yourself, but you're not going to change it. Batman movies. No, thanks. Okay, here we go. This is what we need. Wash our ears out with this. The cities where you can survive the zombie apocalypse.
All right.
Career builders obviously had nothing to do. They asked what would happen if there were a zombie apocalypse. And in answer to that question, they released the Zombie Apocalypse Index. The research ranked the 53 largest U.S. metropolitan areas on their occupational skills and industry characteristics. So a standard flesh-eating virus transmitted via biting or contact with infected blood is assumed. The index is scored on 8 different factors in 4 categories: the ability to defend against the virus, to contain the virus, the ability to find a cure. There is no cure for the zombie apocalypse, right?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I've never heard of one.
Most likely cities for you to be able to survive the zombie apocalypse.
College
Number
Station,
one,
Texas.
No, yes! I didn't make it. I'm sorry. Number one is Boston. Number two is Salt Lake City. Number three is Columbus. Number four is Baltimore. Number five is Virginia Beach. Least likely to survive, New York. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
so people don't care. But those people aren't nice people anyway, right?
Right?
They're New Yorkers. Number two is Tampa, Florida, for some reason.
Okay. What?
Number three is Los Angeles. Number four is Riverside, California. And number five is Chicago.
See, I think you go to like a place where there's a lot of retirees.
Uh-huh.
Because then you can outrun them.
But that's like Tampa.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission. Charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival November 5th. Brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton and Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We were just talking a little while ago with my guest from Brian. I am so ready for daylight saving time to end. I mean, it's dark out here till 7:15.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. So anyhow, we'll be ready for that. MIT scientists have developed bomb-sniffing spinach.
What?
I'm just telling you, using an approach known as plant nanobionics, researchers at, yeah, exactly, Rocco, yeah, yeah, sure, fine, yeah, whatever.